Libya. Libya was exporting their natural gas to Italy, straight into Europe. That stopped. When all of a sudden we had the Arab Spring and the Libyan no-fly zone, stopped. Done. No more natural gas was exported. They're trying to restart that, but they're not going to. Tunisia. Tunisia delivers natural gas to Italy via Algeria. So this has always been about the gas. Now let's check in on some of the elites and what they're doing. This is where it gets really, really crazy. I have a clip here. This is the new minister of energy for Greece. it just gets too funny. And he used to be the economic minister for Greece. And he was actually the ministry of the economy up until the crisis. And then all of a sudden he switched roles and he became the minister of gas. And why, you'll figure out in a second. So he goes to Jerusalem because the Greeks, of course, they want to have this deal. They want to have this gas coming in from this huge Israeli field to sell to Europe and basically shut everybody else out. So he goes to Israel and he does an interview with the Jerusalem Post. But the interviewer is like a 13-year-old girl. So he's really cavalier. You know, like he's just laying it all out there. And the things he says are outrageously amazing. Here's a question one about exporting gas from Israel to Greece and then from Greece to Europe.
Only a few weeks following the formation of a Greek unity government, Environment, Energy and Climate Change Minister George Papakonstantinou is the first Greek official to visit Israel as a representative of the new coalition.
Is Greece considering importing Israeli natural gas?
There is at the moment a big discussions on how to bring to Europe gas from a number of areas outside Europe and diversify sources. The negotiations, for example, on bringing gas from the Caspian Sea are now going to come to a conclusion. We are trying to make Greece the hub for gas transit to northern European countries, either via Italy or through the Balkans. And in that context, the discussions with Israel are ongoing on the possibility to bring in also Israeli gas. And these have been discussed at a high level in the past between the two prime ministers and at the senior government level.
So this new prime minister in Greece is very interesting. The old guy, Papandreou, he actually was trying to do a deal with the Russians for the, let me get the name of it here, the pipeline, here it is, the Burgas Alexandroupolis, which would come from the Russians through Bulgaria into Greece. So this is why he had to go, because it's like, wait a minute, we got all this Israeli oil. We don't want that stupid pipeline. That's way too long. We can ship it right through Cyprus. We own half of that anyway. We can still work with the Russians. We can still put a deal together, but we're going to be the guys. So they bring in the new prime minister. And this prime minister is all over that.
The new Greek prime minister, as of November 11th, Lucas Papademos, last week told Netanyahu that they're interested in strengthening relations with Israel. What do you think he meant by this exactly?
I have learned in politics to never interpret what the prime minister says. However, for the last few years, starting with the previous government, George Papandreou's government, there's been clearly a new page opened in the relationship between the two countries. I think there have been many instances. There's been the visit, of course, that has happened to Greece, and a clear desire on both sides to move closer on a number of issues, political, economic, etc. So Prime Minister Papademos is simply pushing that further, and he spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu a few days to reaffirm our willingness to keep a cooperation that is mutually beneficial.
Yeah, mutually beneficial. So all code words for, hell yeah, we're doing a deal with those guys. Are you kidding me? This is going to be great for us. One reminder once again about about this guy, this Greek energy minister.
Constantino also served as the Greek finance minister until summer of this year, and he talked about some of the causes of the economic issues facing Greece.
So he was a part of the collapse of Greece, and I believe that he was a true shill. Because what has been happening with Greece as they're trying to figure out their deals? It's not, this is where I made the mistake. I thought, you know, it's all about the austerity measures. No. It's also about the privatization. Remember, we're talking about Greece selling everything off. So what is going to be privatized?